This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1482, an excerpt from Thank You, Cancer, by Logan Sneed. And I'm Justin Mollick, the guy that spends lots of time reading to you every day of the week, actually, including weekends and holidays. It is a holiday today, New Year's Day. Welcome to 2020. Wishing you a very happy new year and a happy, healthy, and productive one. I'm going to be reading a book excerpt for you today, or actually adaptation, technically it's an adaptation. So for now, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. An excerpt from Thank You, Cancer by Logan Sneed. When I initially received the diagnosis that there was a tumor in my brain, the first surgeon who proposed to operate on me told me that I would lose my hearing and my speech. Thankfully, my parents refused to accept that opinion, and I was soon in front of another surgeon who assured me that it was possible to remove the tumor without compromising my speech and hearing. What was the difference between those two surgeons? It wasn't only their bedside manner or their perspective, it was their level of belief. The first surgeon was convinced from the very beginning that he couldn't remove the tumor without creating serious side effects. How could I trust him when my life was on the line? The second completely believed in his capacity to operate successfully. What's your level of self-belief? How convinced are you that you have what it takes to function effectively in your life? Our actions follow our thoughts, so self-belief is an essential component of success. In this article, we'll discuss how to cultivate it. Shallow and deep self-belief. Ezra Pound once said, quote, "What matters is not the idea a man holds, but the depth at which he holds it," end quote. What does this mean? Imagine someone who says on the surface that he wants to change, but who is convinced deeper down that change is impossible. Which belief will win out? In the long term, the deeper belief will surely manifest. I know this from personal experience. As a health coach, it's hard for me to work with someone who doesn't believe in themselves. Their lack of self-belief sabotages their efforts. How much more profound is that equation in a field such as brain surgery with incredibly high stakes? We all determine the path we're going to take. We decide on our destination, our limits, and whether or not we will keep moving forward. The surgeon who removed my tumor didn't place limitations on himself. He knew what he was capable of and believed completely in what was possible. Lying on that stretcher, being wheeled away from my family and into the halls toward the operating room, I felt like I was at my own funeral and they were pulling me to my grave. Because of the deep belief that my surgeon had and the confidence he gave to me, I was able to take a deep breath and trust that I would come back out later that night. How are you holding your vision? How are you holding your challenge? It's important to set goals and have objectives, but if you're holding on to them loosely, shallowly, you'll let go of them as soon as things get difficult. You'll limit yourself, like the first surgeon who couldn't see beyond the ways things could go wrong. If you're surrounded by shallow belief, closed mindsets, scarcity, and doubt, that's what you'll absorb. If your belief isn't strong, that's what you'll convey to others. On the other hand, if your belief is strong, that's what you'll radiate. Other people will pick up on that and trust your capacity to make your vision manifest. To hang on to belief, you have to catch a vision so strong that you can see exactly where you're going and why. Go after that vision relentlessly so that nothing and no one can slow you down. Have courage even in the face of impossible odds. Your level of belief will carry you to your goals and will encourage everyone around you to do the same. Breaking big goals into smaller chunks. Since I underwent that operation to remove the tumor that had lodged itself in my brain, my self-belief has grown enormously. I've been through so much that beating cancer feels like a normal part of my day. Nonetheless, my vision stretches so far beyond just surviving that I'm always up against something new. I'm always encountering and surmounting new challenges to my self-belief. Writing my book is a great example. I'd never written a book before, so I had to cultivate the self-belief that I could do it and that it would be valuable. I second-guessed whether I was good enough, whether I had anything to say, whether I'd experienced enough in my life to make it worth writing everything down. Eventually, I made it happen by breaking down a big vision into achievable steps. I stopped thinking about bestseller lists and sales, and instead I remembered why I wanted to tell my story in the first place. All that mattered to me was reaching one person. If I could do that, if one person could be changed by my story, then all the time and energy would be worth it. So I stopped trying to write a bestseller and started trying to share my story page by page. I wrote a page a day. I took time off. I came back and wrote more. I kept going until what seemed impossible was actually just done. I took baby steps until I'd done the uncommon thing and had written a book. Just like I'd taken one step at a time to change my diet and my body, or one step at a time to beat cancer. No one else could tell me how to do these things. No one else could give me permission. It all had to come from my heart, my vision, and my beliefs. Your self-belief is waiting for you to discover it. Ultimately, no one can give you self-belief. You'll need to find it within yourself. The more deeply you can allow self-belief to take root, the stronger and more powerful it will become. Stop waiting for permission. Stop waiting for circumstances to be perfect. If there's something you want, go after it. Hold deep beliefs. Don't let anything pull them away from you. Let them carry you into the future you've dreamed of building. There's not a better you out there with better habits and beliefs just waiting to be found. You have to create yourself. If there's something you want, a success you're driving toward, an obstacle you're facing, you're the only person who can make it happen. Stop comparing yourself to others, to your past self, or to your future self. Be your own CEO and make it happen. I believe that you can. Now you have to believe it too. You just listened to an excerpt from the book Thank You, Cancer by Logan Sneed.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And about today's author, Logan is a brain cancer survivor and entrepreneur whose online business generated a six-figure income before his 21st birthday. Today, he's an inspirational public speaker, social media influencer, and a best self coach with a passion for personal transformation. This article was an adaptation from his book. So to learn more or connect with Logan, visit logansneed.com. That's Logan, S-N-E-E-D.com. And that'll do it for today. Hope you're having a great day. A happy New Year's Day. Wishing you all the best for the new year. And I'll be back tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.